wonder why we didn't discover this before. My Dolphins are undefeated.
Really?
I am 6'4", really? 200 pounds, solid muscle in my early 30s. When I walk in the ocean parts, skies turn blue.
Oh my goodness.
Clouds go away. Everybody falls in love with me and knows that I am always right.
Uh-oh.
I love this. This is absolutely, I'm just so thrilled. I'm going to go over here and just be all thrilled with myself about this truth that I have created.
Yes.
That some people would say, could we just have the facts, please? Could we just have the facts? Mm. Now, it is okay to have fun like that. You know, it's harmless. You all know I'm joking, things like that. But unfortunately, there are some truths. The Holocaust really did happen. Mm. Pearl Harbor really did happen. 9/11 really did happen. No matter what conspiracy theorists are out there, the fact of the matter is, those things really did happen. They are not a myth. Now, there are some myths. For example, in Greek mythology, there are stories about the places of the undead. That place was called Hades. Do you ever remember hearing about that? And it was surrounded by five rivers. Okay? I will give $100 right now to whoever can tell me the five rivers. All right, so the first one, you're going to know now. The first one is Acheron, the river of woe. Dolphin fans are familiar with that river. Cocytus, which is the river of lamentations. We kind of know that one too. All right, and then there's the river of Phlegethon, which is the river of fire. There is Styx, not the group, but the river. Okay, and that's the river of unbreakable oath. And then there is the river Lethe. Lethe is the river of forgetfulness or oblivion. And when people came to Hades, they had to drink from that river so that they would forget their earthly life. So why am I telling you this? Because when Jesus is before Pilate, Jesus says, he says, for this I was born, for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. And then Pilate asks, what is truth? Now here's the interesting thing. Thank you for your patience. The Greek word for truth is aletheia. Remember? Months ago, I told you when you put that little letter A before the word in Greek, it means the opposite. So, in Greek, aletheia is the opposite of forgetting. It means to unforget. It means to remember. Now, you would think truth, it would be like a falsehood. Or a fake news. But no, the way it's used here, the way that Greek word is used here, it means unforgetting. It means remembering. And remember, this is happening during what we call Holy Week. This trial, Jesus before Pilate, is happening during Holy Week. What the Jews called as Passover. And what was Passover? Passover was the meal of remembering. They would remember. They would celebrate. Remember, you've been through some Seder. Some of you have. And they would remember when God called them out of the land of Egypt, called them out of slavery, and led them and delivered them from that bondage. That's what the meal was about. That's what Passover was about, was remembering. The angel of death passing over them. God calling and leading them into a land of freedom. Taking them to the promised land. The Passover. Remembering the meal. And now, Jesus before Pilate saying, What is the truth? And the truth isn't the what. The truth is a who. Remember earlier in the Gospel of John, Jesus says, I am the way, the
truth,
and the life. Also in John, what does it say? The truth will set you free. Jesus comes to give us the truth. Because sometimes we forget. Oh, we can remember Jesus is King. Oh, we can remember that Jesus is Lord. But we forget sometimes that Jesus is also the truth. The truth. We are called to obey Him as our Lord and as our Savior, but we are also called to claim the truth of His love and grace. And that's important. I know we look at the world today and we say, man, the world is a mess. Hey, seriously, I mean, I've given you all witness before. Bless Diana's heart. She can watch the news when I'm not at home. But when I'm home, I can't have it on. I get myself so upset. I'm yelling at the TV as if they could hear me. And even if they did hear me, they're not going to change anything. Look at the violence. Look at the hatred. Look at the injustice. There's all kinds of despicable, terrible, horrible, no good, very bad things going on. And I'm just insensitive that people aren't doing anything about it, and that the people who should don't, and the people who can't won't, and it just, I get so, see, look at, I'm getting myself all and I forget that when Jesus was on this planet, the world was a mess.
Amen.
It was terrible. There was hatred. There was injustice. There was all kinds of oppression and just terrible stuff that was going on. Some people forget that Jesus was a child refugee. Do you remember? There he was in Egypt, and what happened? Herod went crazy. Herod went off his rocker. And what did the family have to do? They had to flee to Egypt. He was a child refugee. Around the year that Jesus was born, in the year 4 B.C., a general, Roman general named Varus, in 4 B.C., went into Jerusalem because, the Jews were protesting. What were they protesting? Injustice, racial hatred, oppression, all kinds of terrible things, because they were occupied by Rome. They were protesting, and so Varus crucified 2,000 people about the year that Jesus was born. When Jesus was growing up in a town called Sepphoris, about 3 or 4 miles from Nazareth, a little bit north, Varus, the same general, went in and crucified thousands of people and left the bodies on the cross. Jesus grew up seeing acts of terrorism all around him. Bodies hanging on crosses. Roman government out of control. He saw oppression. He saw injustice. He saw racial hatred, gender. He saw every imaginable horror you could imagine. And Jesus' response was love your enemies. Turn your cheek. Walk the second mile. Give your coat. How are you able to do that? Jesus, when confronted with the world's worst evil, confronted it with grace and with love. And as a result, he was crucified. And yet, in that crucifixion, in that painful, shameful death, a resurrection that proved that God's love is stronger than the world's hate. That God's grace is stronger than any sin, any death. That when God understand what's going on in the world. And every day the world tries to get us drink from that river of media, that river of forgetfulness, that river of oblivion. But Christ has given us something else to drink. And we celebrate it here at this table. And when we drink of the juice, when we drink of God's cup, when we drink of that new covenant, we are walking and drinking out of freedom, out of love, out of grace. We forget sometimes what our true identity is. We are not a people who are oppressed. We are not a people who are slaves to sin. We are not what the world says we are. We are who God created us to be, empowered us to be, and redeemed us to be, called to walk in freedom, called to walk in hope, understanding that no matter what is on our TV, we know what is in our hearts. We know God's love and grace abides there. And we know that God is counting on us to share that message of hope with others. What was it that Martin Luther said? He said that if he knew the world was going to end tomorrow, he would still plant a tree. Because we are people of hope. We understand God's vision. What was it Martin Luther King Jr. said? You remember? We all remember the dream. We all remember that speech. All of our hearts were stirred by that. That wasn't something King created. That was something he recited that had been given to him from God. Amen. Each and every one of us are empowered by God's love and by God's grace to remember the truth. And the truth is not a what. The truth is a who. All of us remember the movie A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson. Remember that scene? You can't handle the truth, you know, and all that. Actually, we can. We can handle the truth. And we do. Every single Sunday, we come to this table and we handle the truth. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who reminds us of the truth of God's love, the truth of God's redemption, the truth of God's forgiveness, that frees us from sin and frees us from death, so we can